Hey, this is Randall.
And this is John.
From the Don't Wake the Kids podcast.
You're listening to our favorite podcast,
Weird. I hope you're ready for some funny.
Ace Podcast.
Weird.
I was looking at my phone.
We got a show to do, man.
I didn't realize we were doing a show.
Yeah, it's podcast time.
Oh, right. So we're doing a podcast. I'm just going to finish.
No.
I'm sending this message over here.
My name's Aaron.
And I'm Craig.
My name is not Matt Lauer.
And it is now sent. I sent my message.
Good for you, you message sender.
Yeah, I see funny little things and I want to send them to the family and whatnot. You know.
You're just funny.
I'm not always, not to everyone this week.
You know what it is. It's Friday.
It is also Friday, and you know what else?
What?
It's episode number 129, which puts us only 71 away.
That's good math.
Thank you.
That's good. I'm not kidding.
Thank you. 71 away from episode 200, the special episode 200 where
you're
going to give away $6,000 worth of prizes.
Yes, as soon as you bring them in. And
yeah,
then we're
really
going to give them away.
We're not really giving prizes away.
How do you know? I mean,
we could go gather some aluminum cans and see if we could come up with enough change to give something away.
We'll see what we can come up with.
I'll tell you, the world could use some change.
You know what the world needs now is love, sweet love.
Right. Okay.
So I'm at work the other day, right? I'm at work.
You're at work every day.
And Rachel walks up, a friend of mine from work named Rachel.
But we'll call her Rachel.
Yeah, since we're on the radio. We'll just call her
Rachel.
This
isn't the radio.
Right, the radio. We are on Undiscovered Rock Radio.
This is not, but it's not terrestrial. Terrestrial, that's a hard word to say.
Yeah, it is terrestrial.
Terrestrial.
The thing is, Rachel walks up to me and she says, "Hey." And I said, "Hey." And she said, "My husband wanted me to tell you a joke."
Okay.
Which made me laugh by itself.
That was funny because he sent her to tell you a joke.
Yes, he did. And he was on the other end of the building. But
he works there too.
Yeah. And she laughed when I told her I drove a Prius earlier. You know, she thought that was funny. She said, "If I had to guess what kind of car you drove, it would have been a Prius." And I said, "Well, thanks a lot." And I meant it because I love my Prius.
Why would she think that?
I don't know.
You never drove one until recently.
I look like a Prius person, I guess, is what she's trying to say. But here's the joke. You ready?
Uh-huh.
What do you call a Prius when it's drifting?
What?
Electric slide.
That's a stupid joke. Because it's not actually just electric, it's hybrid.
No, it is hybrid.
But my car, if you said a Leaf,
yeah,
that
See,
would be an electric
That was the
slide.
First thing I thought. I didn't correct her.
Well, you should have.
Because there are electric elements in my Prius.
I've got a Prius too.
And if I'm drifting...
actually got one. It's called the Prius 2.
Yeah, mine's the Prius 1.
Yeah, it actually is called the Prius 2. I'm not joking.
I understand.
Yeah,
yes.
Right.
Yeah.
So
I figured we'd start the episode with that hilarious joke.
That was... Okay, go ahead. When are you going to tell the hilarious joke?
What else can our listener expect?
We're going to talk about Girl Scouts that ban hugging.
That's ridiculous.
Well,
that sentence makes me mad.
Well, it depends on if Mr. Lauer's the troop.
A man who hides from police poorly.
And a man gets violent when guests forget the beer.
What a goofball. And Disney finally messed up.
Well,
they're
always messed up. And another stupid bank robber.
And more. More from that.
That just was anticlimactic, wasn't it? Climactic.
Yeah.
That wasn't very exciting, was it?
We're both exhausted.
We are pretty tired. I've had a tough week. You've had a tough week.
But we got to get over that because it's now time for the top story.
Top story.
Girl Scouts, don't make your daughter hug people this holiday.
My daughter is going to hug my mom and my dad.
She's not a Girl Scout.
Oh, okay.
I clearly just said Girl Scouts.
Yeah.
The Girl Scouts are saying, don't make your daughter hug people this holiday.
Well, why though?
Well, is it not Girl Scouts? Is it everybody or just Girl Scouts?
Well, it says don't make your daughter hug people this holiday. I guess that's for everybody.
Okay. Well, at a time when issues of sexual harassment and consent
are
in the news, and with the holidays just around the corner, the Girl Scouts have released a recommendation about how parents can help young girls handle affection.
Hang on. Let's talk about the sexual harassment thing because Hollywood is crumbling.
Hollywood.
And the TV industry.
Yeah.
I mean, people are going back 40 and 50 years and pulling out these weird stories.
Yeah, it's almost comical at this point.
Well, I was thinking about it this afternoon for some reason, and Hollywood's always been kind of scummy.
Well,
you know?
Yeah, it goes
if
back.
If you look back.
It goes way back.
Yes, like Hollywood Babylon. You know, there's always been that creepy factor, but now You don't dare. And it's affecting everybody. Because, you know,
it's not affecting me.
I used to, you know, walk up and, you know, shake hands.
Oh,
with
you mean
and,
everyday kind of
or
thing.
Pat somebody on the back. I don't touch any. I try not to touch anybody anymore.
Well, it's that's probably creepy. Best for everybody. I mean, quite honestly, I didn't know how we were going to broach that with you, but now it's kind of taken care of itself, hadn't it?
Go ahead. Read your story.
Anyway, a reminder post in the Gushusa. It's the Girl Scouts USA website, GSUSA. Tells parents she doesn't owe anyone a hug, not even at the holidays.
Who are the Girl Scouts to tell me what my daughter owes and doesn't?
Hey, daughter, don't go hug your grandparents. Hey, daughter, don't give, you know. Somebody.
Yeah, you don't owe them.
I understand where they're coming from, but.
Do you really? Well, because I don't.
They're just, it's kind of a blanket statement. Like, you know, there's a lot of creeps out there. Let's just try to just solve it by just not hugging everybody. I'm not saying I agree with it. I'm just saying that's what they're.
I don't even see it.
The hugs here are obviously of a non-sexual nature.
Yeah.
Doting aunts, aunties.
Aunties.
Aunties and grandparents who are inclined to big embraces and cheek pinches at holiday gatherings.
That aunt.
Yeah. However, the Gooses, that's the Girl Scout USA's post, says this could set the stage for an unexpected emotional consequences. Think of it this way. Telling your child that she owes someone a hug, either just because she hasn't seen this person in a while or because they gave her a gift, can set the stage for her questioning whether she owes another person any type of physical affection when they've bought her dinner or done something else seemingly nice for her later in life. This is
It's making me angry.
The piece reads, it also offers insight from Girl Scouts development psychologist Dr. Andrea Bastiani Archibald, but she's a real looker, who says letting girls decide, we're going to get letters, letting girls decide when and how to show affection, even to family members, can help with setting physical boundaries and expecting them to be respected even as they get older. Okay,
well,
let's
here.
Not melt the little snowflakes.
Look here, Dr. Andrea Bastiani Archibald.
Yeah.
First of all, lose weight. Second.
What?
What?
Who? What?
You said. Look.
I said a looker. I said nothing about her weight. What is wrong with you? Getting letters.
I just picture.
Did you have a point you were going to make?
No, I was just going to tell her to focus
step
on herself.
Off.
Yes, you're back up.
Yeah. While some people waved away concern on social media or accused the Girl Scouts of blowing an innocent family interaction out of proportion, others pointed out that this has long been a very controversial topic in parenting circles. No, it hasn't. After CNN's...
Not in my circles.
Kadia?
I don't know.
Heather wrote an article advocating for such a practice in the 2015 Readers.
I bet
responded,
she knows Matt Lauer, though.
Maybe they were friends.
He locked her in the office.
They responded with various opinions. Some lay off Matt now, okay? Some shared difficult. This has been a rough week for Matt.
He's heard that a lot. Lay off Matt.
Some keep. Okay, even though you're drunk on being tired right now, it's family friendly. Keep it over there. Keep it quiet, all right? Are you done picking on Matt?
No. Look what he's done.
Okay, but we're not talking about him. We're talking about the Girl Scouts.
Okay.
Some shared difficult stories from their childhood that they carried with them well into their adult years. Well, maybe those people had creeps that they were around. That's the difference.
Maybe.
I raised my children this way over 20 years ago. Why did we do this? Because I had been a victim of sexual abuse by a family friend for many years as a child.
Well, that's sad, but that's her.
I did not want my children to think that they had to hug or touch others unless the contact was wanted.
And let me say, that is perfectly okay for her.
There's nothing wrong.
I've got no problem with her doing that.
There's really nothing wrong with the whole idea of this. I'm not arguing with it. I'm just saying that you can't blanket it with everybody.
Yes, you're right. So you're looking at it with a good head on your shoulders.
Never heard that before in my entire life. Others didn't understand.
Neither is Matt Lauer.
Yeah, shut up. Pick on Kevin Spacey for a while. Others didn't understand the big deal and argue that family obligation sometimes means doing uncomfortable things. You're darn right. You're going to hug the woman who gave your mother or father life so you could have
Amen.
Life. Another reader wrote.
Yeah, that's the way I feel.
Well, the thing is,
what?
This is stupid.
Yes, it is.
This isn't. Don't let your young girls walk up to strangers and hug different people.
Right.
They're actually saying in the family unit also.
Yeah, don't make them hug their aunties.
Aunte?
Yeah.
Get to the next story. I don't want to talk
about this. Headline is, man hiding from police falls through ceiling right in front of the police.
Well, that made it easy to find him.
This happened in Scranton. You know, Scranton, PA. I spent a week in Scranton one afternoon.
For real?
Yeah. Police say a Scranton man hiding from
police. That may be the most uninteresting thing I've heard all week.
Police say a Scranton man hiding from police in a crawl space of his girlfriend's house fell through the ceiling and landed in front of an officer. Justin Thompson. You know Justin, don't you? You remember him?
No.
He was wanted for assault and harassment. Officials say there were kids nearby.
Matt Lauer?
No. Hey, lay off Matt. Kick on Kevin Spacey.
Okay. I heard that was somewhere before. Go ahead.
Officials say there were kids nearby when Thompson fell, so he's now being charged with endangerment.
Oh, they're just
endangering
stuff
the welfare
now.
Of children, as well as resisting arrest. Thompson's girlfriend is also facing charges for hindering apprehension.
Hindering? Hindering.
I can see this happen. This is to me a comedy movie.
Why do you get stories with three sentences? I get the ones that have several chapters.
I don't know, man. That's the way the cookie crumbles. The Girl Scout cookie. That's the way it crumbles.
Do you hug Girl Scout cookies?
I do hug Girl Scout cookies very close. Hey. But the same thing, you can get it for half the price at Dollar General.
I pity the headline. A Santa Rosa vehicle fire, a dead bird, and a case of mistaken identity.
You can just stop right there. That's enough of a headline.
Okay, bye. A Sebastopol?
I guess.
Sebastopol contractor is accused of trying to intimidate a lawyer by setting a pickup truck ablaze.
That's not how you do it.
In the driveway of an East Santa Rosa home where firefighters found a dead bird, a flaming box of feces left on the porch. Where's the fecal surprise? Oh, that is not even what I wanted.
Was it not? I don't have the other one on here anymore.
Oh, man, you ruined everything.
Well, we got the new soundboard and it's all mixed up.
And you've only had months to fix that. Anyway, they found a dead bird, flaming box of feces left on the porch and outside... and an outside brick pillar pulled down.
What's a brick pillar?
You know, it's a big one you lay on when you're tired.
Yeah.
The man appeared to be trying to send a message.
You can get one at mybrickpillar.com.
Yeah, mybrickpillar.com. The man appeared to be trying to send a message to a local criminal defense attorney, Santa Rosa police said.
Oh, he's mafia.
Turns out, Mr. Manson got the wrong house. You know your history to get
that's
that.
That's terrible, dude.
You got to know your history. You got to know your history. The October 28th vehicle fire was started at the house of a man with the same name as the lawyer, police said. Gary Howard, 50, was arrested. Well, he's younger than you. Gary Howard,
my age.
50, was arrested November 16th and being held at the Sonoma County Jail without bail on suspicion of felony arson, vandalism, and animal cruelty. Howard has never been arrested in Sonoma County, so he's pretty excited about that. Monty Hansen and...
Monty Hansen. Monty, what a great
Hansen.
Name.
Monty Hansen!
He should host a game show or something.
His attorney, Monty Hansen, what does this mean? He's never been arrested in Sonoma County, according to his attorney, Monty Hansen, and is a successful contractor. So we want to know that not only is he proud he's never been arrested in
right.
Sonoma County, but he's also a pretty good contractor.
Well, this is his attorney, Monty Hansen, speaking.
Yeah,
so he's gonna build
right,
him up.
He's building him up.
He's building him up like a brick pillar.
Right.
Yeah.
Something like that. Hansen, who
I
was,
love them.
I was going to say, was quoted saying, bop, said Howard may have suffered a break with reality, but is not a danger to society.
Well, welcome to my world. I suffer that all the time.
Yeah, I'm experiencing it right now. He has a very good memory of what happened and why, and I will just say he didn't intend to hurt anyone.
Except the bird.
Hansen said. He said the bird. He is not a danger to the public and certainly not to the victim or the victims in this case, except possibly the bird. I agree it presents as a wild, scary situation, but it's far from that. Hansen declined to describe Howard's explanation of what occurred that night, saying he has no idea what that lawyer just said. That's all I'm reading.
Well, I'll tell you this. Headline is, man accused of stabbing roommate for not bringing beer to a party.
He had it coming.
You know where this happened?
It says right here, Pearl City, Oahu.
Yes, right. It's in Hawaii.
We don't have Hawaii.
Fine. How are you?
Hawaii. Hawaii.
Yeah, it's in Hawaii.
Fine. How are you?
Oh, yeah.
Heebie-jeebies? Should we get on the heebie-jeebies road?
That's my favorite story we've ever covered.
Okay.
A man accused of stabbing his roommate.
The heebie-jeebies or the bee-jeebies?
The heebie-bee-jees. That was it.
Right.
A man accused, and if you haven't heard that story, going down, it's 38, I think, episode 38. You got to hear the heebie-jeebies.
It's in the title. Seriously, you've got another story here with four sentences.
I'm sorry. It just, that's the way the cookie crumbles. A
Girl Scout
man
cookies that were hugged?
Accused of stabbing his roommate for not bringing beer to a party has been arrested on suspicion of attempted murder. Honolulu police arrested 61-year-old, he's your age, Don Little on
Nearly.
Sunday afternoon. He's old enough to know better, I'll tell you that. Police said he stabbed a 51-year-old man in the knee on Friday.
That's got to hurt.
That does have to. I hope he did. The guy was hobbling around all over the place. Officials said the victim suffered a 12-inch laceration and was taken to the hospital in a private vehicle. So they didn't call the ambulance. Probably the guy that stabbed him said, what'd I do? Oh, let's get you to the hospital. That's what I'd do.
If I kind of tuned you out for a minute there.
Why?
Because I read this next story's headline, and I am so giddy because I had to endure this.
Did you really?
Yes.
You got to see it?
And I have talked.
I want to see it.
I have talked for about 2 weeks now about how horrible this was. The next headline is.
Go ahead with the headline, then I want to say something.
The headline is, Disney will remove the awful 20-minute Frozen short from the beginning of Coco this week.
Okay. Now, I have never seen a bad Disney short.
Okay, well, this is different because all the other ones have been Pixar shorts. This is actually a reheat, if you will, of Frozen, which I'm fine with Frozen. I like the movie.
Do you?
But
see, I haven't seen it.
I've been saying this since I saw it. I've told people the past 2 weeks to come in late, 20 minutes late, because it's so annoying. It was so bad, a lady was walking out in front of me. And I went to get a refill, and I looked out, and she was turning around to look at the sign.
Which theater were you
at? It was NCG. It was the only theater that counts.
No, that's not true. We have two theaters that count here.
No, the one that counts, not because of recliners.
I hate those recliners, by the way. I cannot get comfortable at all.
Okay, but the NCG, which is a small, out of Michigan, small chain, free refills on everything, including slushies.
And they also
their prices are better.
And they have sparkling water.
Okay, well, there you go.
Which I love.
Okay, so I'm walking out, and I see the lady turn on her heel to look at the sign. I know what she's doing.
Yeah.
And I said, you're in the right movie.
I'm sorry. This is the right one.
She's trying to figure out, why am I seeing a Frozen movie instead of Coco?
Yeah.
So, and Coco is fantastic. Coco, to me, is the first good Pixar movie in years.
And that's the one with the singing bird that looks like
what
Elvis.
What are you talking about?
And that
Coco's the Day of the Dead thing.
Oh, that creeps me out. Why are they messing with that?
No, it's a very emotional. It's because talk to Miguel about the Day of the Dead.
It's just creepy.
It's basically, I don't want to ruin it. Basically, it's a really kind of fantasy, whimsical, very well done.
Who went?
It was just the family. I don't remember.
So all four of you?
There were four of us that went, yes.
Yeah, because
because one's out of town.
Yeah.
So, nobody saw what is called the Good Dinosaur.
Right.
Nobody.
Whatever.
I've not talked to a person yet that saw it.
I've never
even
heard of it.
Nobody, you know, Cars 23 and 24. Pixar's let me down so much, and Coco is really, really good. Like, I'll be getting it. Hopefully, there will still be 3D Blu-ray at that point.
Yeah.
But
I doubt it.
It's real. Don't bring me down. So,
Lewis.
It's really good. So here's what happened.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
This horrible Disney thing at the beginning was painful. And it says here, Olaf's Frozen Adventure will be put on ice.
Ooh.
Disney has nice directed one. Theaters running Coco, Pixar's latest, to remove the deeply
So it is a Pixar.
No, running Coco. Coco is Pixar.
But the short was not.
The short is technically Disney. It's not branded as Pixar.
Okay, well,
but
that explains it.
It's all Pixar is Disney. Disney is Pixar. They're all one and the same.
Yeah, but they look different to me.
Well,
Pixar has its own.
They have
unique,
their own. It's like its own brand.
Yes. So the short was not a Pixar.
It
short.
It was a painful Disney rehash.
Now I've seen painful Disney before.
Okay, so Pixar's latest to remove the, I'm gonna underscore this, deeply unpopular 22-minute Frozen.
That's what
short.
It says. Yep.
That plays in front of each screening. The removal goes into effect on December 8th. Sources familiar with the matter confirmed to Mashable. The request from Disney also asked theaters use the newly freed up time to hold extra screenings. So they're going to compress the day, get more screenings out of it.
Yeah, and if you hadn't seen it yet, you're not going to because today is the 8th. So it's done.
If you haven't seen the Frozen thing, which you consider yourself lucky. Pixar movies generally open with a completed, unrelated short film, usually running no more than 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Olaf, the Disney one, changed the game somewhat between its length and its reliance on Disney Animation Studios hit because Pixar shorts are usually homegrown.
Yeah. I remember the birds on the wire. That one was awesome.
That one, the aliens that lift the guy up out of bed.
Yeah.
There's just a bunch of them.
And they're all great. I mean, they're all...
Right, because they're unique Disney miniature little stories
yes.
that they've created, and you get this little cute little Pixar thing before your movie. It's like a little appetizer before you get the main
dish. Like they used to show cartoons before the Western spaghettis.
But instead, this is, and they're going to say later in this article, talking about how basically it feels like Disney's just trying to self-promote. Yeah. And that's what it comes off like. It says, the Frozen short has been especially problematic for a number of reasons. Length is the biggest issue, of course, since the actual movie doesn't start until 40 minutes after the advertised time. Between trailers, ads, and then Olaf, that's a lot of extra sitting around for an audience comprised primarily of kids. And you know what? And this is true. There were two kids that we were about to punt out of the theater. These two kids down in front were running around so restless because I'm sure by the time the movie came on, they were already...
Absolutely. They were worn out. 40 minutes, man.
But anyway, and if you go to the other theater we're talking about, they play like 30 minutes worth of previews. So if you see a movie at 7 o'clock, you'll be lucky to start it by 8.
That's the one that has the recliners that I was so excited about, but they're terribly uncomfortable.
I like them okay, but I prefer my our little special
That's going to be my theater from now on.
But anyway, some...
Like I'll ever get a chance to go to the movies again.
Right. Well, you got a movie pass.
I know, but when can I go?
Some have also accused Disney of shameless self-promotion for swapping in what is seen as an ad for Frozen 2, which is out in November 2019, where there would usually be a Pixar creation. As Mashable's Brittany Levine wrote last week, Olaf's Frozen Adventure felt like Disney was spitting in my popcorn for 21 minutes.
That's terrible.
Disney hasn't yet responded to requests for comment, but I'm here to tell you, I'm being fair about it.
Are you really?
I'm being kind when I say it was horrible.
Yeah.
It just
wasn't. So you loved it.
The quality, of course, looked good.
Yeah.
But it was just, there was nothing about it. You're there to see Coco. If I wanted to see Frozen, I'd be at home in front of my TV.
Yeah, I haven't seen either of them.
Frozen, I do think Frozen is a good movie.
I'm gonna pull the curtain back a minute on my life, and I want to say that.
Last time you did that, we had letters.
The reason I can't see movies anymore, I just don't have time, because in September I was laid off.
For not doing your job.
No, I was doing my job great. It was budget cuts, and they kept me on at contract. But anyway... In order for benefits, I found...
Did you say budgie butts?
No.
Is that a parakeet?
Maybe I did because I'm so sleepy. But anyway, I took a job with Amazon, a local warehouse here in town, packing boxes. But we're in peak season
now. I thought
now.
You modeled the little smiley face on the side of the box.
So we're working 60-hour weeks, and it's just crazy, and I don't have time to add to the soundboard. I don't have time to see movies, so you need to lay off Matt Lauer. What?
I haven't been messing with Matt Lauer.
But anyway...
You have been.
But anyway, I'm in Amazon now, and I'm also still publishing or producing podcasts, but I miss my movies. You know, you and I, Lori and I, used to go to movies like twice a week.
Why haven't you delivered any of my Amazon products to me today?
I just didn't. How about that? How you like them apples?
I don't.
You don't like apples?
I prefer bananas.
Headline
I like apples sometimes.
Intruder fell asleep eating Doritos. That sounds like something you and I might do.
I got a bag of Doritos right now.
You know, I think
I've
fallen asleep eating Doritos. The last chip I got from you, I tasted like 3 days later.
When I think of you,
you gave me one of those super fiery ghost pepper chips.
But you like them now.
Yeah, I do.
So when I think of you falling asleep eating Doritos, I think of the guy from Toy Story 2 with the cheese all over his fingers and his body. We fell asleep on the couch.
That's you. They actually used me. I was a model for that.
Yeah.
Intruder fell asleep eating Doritos. A man has been discovered asleep and covered in Doritos after allegedly breaking into a house in North Lancashire. Police said the man had also eaten half of a pie before deciding on a pit stop. The alleged break-in happened at a house in Croswell Street, Coatbridge, at about 23:45 on Monday.
You know, this sounds like it's got to be in England.
It must be. Moklands police tweeted about the incident, saying the man was no different than anyone who felt tired after a late shift at work, like you and I both do today.
No, I'm tired every day.
Yeah.
I'm tired when I wake up.
So he fell asleep eating Doritos, but the police say he woke up in cuffs.
That's got to be weird. He's got to wake up and go, how did that happen?
Yes.
Wait a minute.
A police Scotland. Oh, it's in Scotland. Hey.
That's not even a Scotland accent.
Look at me. I'm wearing a skirt. I'm Scottish.
Oh, you woke up in cuffs. No, I can't do it. I've lost it. We haven't done it in so long. I've lost it.
Oh, it's been so bad.
I've got to prime myself here. We got to pipe it down. Down. We've got to pipe it down.
Okay, hid. Move.
He woke up in cuffs.
If you want my body. Police.
The lad woke up in cuffs.
Hey, police Scotland spokesman said a 46-year-old man would be the subject of a report. Oh, please. You hadn't been 46 in 5 years of a report.
Whatever.
Procurator Fiscal in connection with the incident. So anyway, they're going to court.
Hey.
Yeah.
Survey says
No.
Bank robber uses his own check for demand note.
Dummy.
Bank employees find him on Facebook.
Stupid criminals.
Yeah, they're great, aren't they?
We got a thing.
What you going to do? When robbing a bank, one's choice of stationery for the demand note is of utmost importance. Does it convey its tone of seriousness?
Give me the money.
Will it retain fingerprints or other laden evidence?
Hope not.
The prudent bank robber sometimes retrieves his note after
Absolutely.
Passing it. Did he pass it?
Yeah. Give me that back.
In
Here,
in
you
the
can
interest
it.
Of discretion and eluding prosecution, Rashad Harris did, in fact,
Who?
Retrieve. Rashad Harris.
Old man Harris's boy.
Yeah, old
Rashad.
Man. Rashad. Yeah, Rashad Sr.'s boy.
Yeah.
Did, in fact, retrieve two of his demand notes during a series of holdups in the Hampton Roads. You know what's funny?
What?
I'm reading from my iPad because
that's
that is
not
the that's the technical way to do it.
Right.
And I said something, and apparently somebody's name who rhymes with Teary thought that I said something, and she popped up and wanted to talk. She gets all chatty all of a sudden.
Right, really?
Anyway, if she is done talking,
I hope
so. She did it again.
Just block her.
Okay, anyway.
We got a show to do.
Rashad Harris did, in fact, retrieve two of his demand notes during the series of holdups in the Hampton Roads area of Southeast Virginia earlier this year. And he often requested no exploding dye packs to be placed with his cash, because you have to ask, please don't put those in.
Right, or they will.
It's like napkins. They're going to give you napkins.
Bank tellers get a big bonus if they include those?
I'm going to be a bank teller then. I just don't want to have to go through the scary gun part.
Yeah.
But anyway. I've digressed. They don't want the dye packs in there, which is a sign of an experienced stick-up man, but this hold-up...
You're a stink-up man.
Right. Wells Fargo Bank branch in Chesapeake, Virginia, he wrote his demand note on a blank starter check actually issued by Wells Fargo.
Oh, what a goofball.
A bank employee ran the account number through the Wells Fargo database, found the customer's name, and then looked him up on Facebook. There was... Rashad Harris, the man with the gun.
Junior.
And the note and $2,700 of Wells Fargo's money.
Wow.
Harris, 26, was arrested. He admitted committing 5 robberies and 1 aborted robbery. Pleaded guilty.
Yeah,
and
he said, I was going to do 6.
I was going to do 6. You stopped me. Pleaded guilty and was sentenced last week in federal court in Norfolk, Virginia to 15 years in prison. The case.
That doesn't seem like enough.
Was first reported by the Virginian pilot. That's the guy that flies the planes through Virginia.
We can say that's like, what, 3 years per robbery, not including the 6th one he aborted? So yeah. That's not much.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I keep slamming that. Let's go here.
That's a good
It is
theme.
Good, but man, it's so short, I got to play it again. We have nothing to talk over.
We don't need to.
No, talking over
I would encourage our listener to go and leave us a comment. Do you like the long... Do you like the long themes that go as long as Titanic, or do you like the short themes that are appropriate?
I don't have any themes on here that are 3 hours long.
You've got some themes that go on forever.
Headline is, Kiwi Muslims want KFC to serve halal meat.
That's our New Zealand friends. They're called Kiwis.
That's right. I learned that from Flight of the Conchords, when they called Murray a Kiwi all the time.
Yeah,
he's a Kiwi.
He's
Kiwi. Yeah, all right.
I don't find that offensive. I wouldn't, if I was from New Zealand, I wouldn't find that offensive because
no.
I like kiwis.
Yeah, they're cute.
They're talking about birds, but I'm thinking about the fruit.
Oh, I do like that too.
Yeah, I don't care about the bird.
Fuzzy fruit. It's a fuzzy fruit.
I wonder if that bird tastes like the fruit.
Probably. Muslims in New Zealand are lobbying for fast food restaurant KFC to serve halal food.
You know what that is?
What?
That's like their equivalent of kosher.
Oh, okay.
It's their equivalent of kosher.
A Facebook page called We Want Halal KFCs Back in New Zealand was only created a month ago, but more than 1,700 people have liked it already. You know, that doesn't seem like a whole lot. 1,700 Facebook?
Yeah, you know, in today's Facebook world, that seems pretty small.
A similar page called Halal McDonald's in New Zealand has received more...
Halal, y'all!
Halal McDonald's! 2,300 likes. McDonald's is good sometimes. Many Muslims and New Zealanders have commented that to show their support for the campaign. Others have, I barely got that sentence out. Did you notice that?
I noticed that.
Others have said that they will be attending various virtual events, such as, I support return of halal KFCs in Hamilton to show the demand for halal around
but
the country.
But here's the thing. They could just eat somewhere else.
Why not? Yes.
But here's the thing. If it was Dairy Queen,
yeah.
you would be yelling for halal, too. If let's say you were Jewish.
Okay.
And you needed kosher Dairy Queen food.
All right. I only eat kosher.
You would be one of these people making a
No,
play.
That's where you're wrong.
You would denounce your Judaism.
Yes.
And you would become a Dairy Queen
fan. I got to have my blizzards. Or I would start my own restaurant that served
something that tastes nothing at all. That, I don't think that's even a thing.
It could be.
But it
I
might
can make
be.
It. Anyway, on November 9th.
We don't claim to understand what's kosher and what's not.
We don't.
What's
halal. Oh, actually, I do understand kosher. On November 9th, the page posted a screenshot of their contact with KFC's official Facebook page. There are close to 50,000 Muslim population in New Zealand, which can be part of the customer base, was one of the messages they sent to the restaurant. 50K, they say. And I bet you 30K of those never even eat it.
They should open up. They should open up a location that's just called KFC Halal.
We've got a good KFC up here.
No, we do not. No, we do not.
We got all kinds of restaurants popping open.
Popping open?
Yes, up here. You know.
Like the Burger King?
Greg's Random
Story.
Oh,
right. I got to tell you the Burger King story. So I go into our brand new Burger King yesterday.
How was it? It's
well,
pretty.
I've never had a medium well Whopper before.
Was it good?
It was day two. They've only been open 2 days.
Right.
And it was a mess.
The grill hadn't warmed up yet.
Well, no, the thing was, it's like these teenagers are like herding cats. They're trying to figure out. I remember when I first got my first job.
Is it a Chinese restaurant or a Burger King?
Anywho, gonna get letters. And so they are like running around and they're lackadaisical about the whole thing. They don't really understand urgency. Like my first job at Dairy Queen was, I was kind of the same way. We opened up brand new and it's like this whole idea, man, I got to start like getting these hamburgers out. I got to start getting the stuff ready. I got to keep stuff cooked all the time.
Yeah.
You're learning this stuff. It was 25 minutes. We're waiting.
I worked there too.
My burger, I get halfway. I'm already through it. I'm going, it looks kind of, okay. I ate mine well, but this is medium well. It's kind of a little bit pink. Guy in front of me goes, man, I've been to mine. It's raw. I said, was it still mooing? He goes, it was still in the pasture eating grass.
That's a great one.
Greg's Random Story.
I figure we'll give them a couple of weeks. They'll sort it all out.
I'm going to give it a shot.
But they don't have the freestyle machines like a lot of the Burger Kings do.
Do they not? Well, that's okay.
You don't drink soda.
I don't, but I do like a Whopper. That's probably one of my favorites.
Whoppers are good.
Yes.
Whoppers with cheese.
And Burger King used to be the best. They were king, no pun intended, of the marketing, fast food marketing, for a while.
It was have it your way.
They have been dethroned by KFC.
Yeah.
KFC is now number one.
Well, I don't know. They're going to catch back. It's going to go flip-flop back and forth.
You think?
Yeah, it's not a race.
I'd like to see him come back. Although I love the king, like when he's burning up that flat griller and all that.
I was hoping that some crazy-looking guy in a ceramic head would come running out of the back last night. He didn't do it.
That would have been awesome.
And once you get to the next story.
It's your turn. That's why.
Is it mine for real?
Yes.
Oh, I guess you're right.
Yeah.
Two men caught. Oh, wait. I pity the headline. Two men caught with heroin and weed after parking car in police chief's spot. Was it? I hope it wasn't his.
It was his spot.
No, I hope it wasn't his weed.
No,
and his heroin.
It was not.
Glendale. Two men were arrested for committing a crime.
That's your wife's name.
Glendale? You're right.
No, Glendale. It's not.
Two men were arrested for committing a crime in the parking lot of the Glendale Police Department. To make matters worse, it happened in the police chief's parking space.
Oh, man.
Why would you do that? Said Mayan Montaut.
Who?
I thought the Mayans were all dead. Who lives in Milwaukee?
It's all but that one.
All but that one. It's has a very, very strong fear of volcanoes.
He lives in Milwaukee.
No,
that's
wait.
Why.
That was Pompeii. Yeah. Just strike that whole thing. Anyway, but it was funny. Mm-hmm. It was kind of funny, mm-hmm. even though I was inaccurate about what I said.
It was hilarious.
It's the kind of, okay, what were the Mayans afraid of?
The Mayans were afraid of volcanoes as well.
I guess that might be true.
A lot of people don't know that. But I'm here to tell you.
Anyway.
Go ahead.
It's the kind of story that almost seems made up. I don't know what goes through people's heads some days, said Montaut. According to Glendale Police, two men pulled over into the lot for a municipal court hearing on November 16th, drove beyond the "Do Not Enter" signs,
that's bad,
uppercase, and parked in the police chief's spot. A city worker noticed the car and a strong scent of marijuana coming from
it. Uh-oh.
You're in the police parking spots. You're bound to get caught,
yep,
said a man who wishes not to be identified.
Oh, that's
I do
sad.
Not want to have a name. Police say pot and heroin were in plain view. That sounds like a weird cocktail.
Pot and heroin.
We're in plain view in the center console. It didn't take long for police to take the 21-year-old and 20-year-old. It didn't take them long.
Didn't know they were
do
right
this
there.
Every day. They shouldn't take very long to do it at all. He's a very, very stupid, is what Montaut said.
I can't wait to get to this next story. Headline is, Waffle House customer cooks his own meal after finding staff sleeping.
Nice.
He walked in. He actually posted selfies of himself.
This reminded me of the story of the guy that came in and cleaned up and left.
Yes, but this guy was posting selfies of himself cooking at Waffle House. This was in West Columbia, South Carolina. A hungry, slightly inebriated man who knew just what to do when he stopped off at a South Carolina Waffle House early Thursday morning, only to find the restaurant staff snoozing. He cooked up his own meal, snapping selfies along the way.
How did they not wake up?
I don't know. They do not know. Alex Bowman said in a Facebook post that he stopped by a Waffle House in West Columbia because he couldn't sleep. Well, that's where you go, because they obviously can sleep there.
Right. That's odd that they'd be slowed down enough to be able to...
The restaurant's employees apparently did not have the same problem. I walked back outside to my car to look for the employees, Bowen told WIS. No one inside. It wasn't until he walked back inside the restaurant that he noticed an employee snoozing in a corner booth.
The place is the size of a box. How could you not notice them the first time you walked in?
I don't know. Then it was go time, Bowen told WIS. I got hot on the grill with a double Texas bacon cheese steak and extra pickles. When I was done, I cleaned the grill, collected my ill-gotten sandwich, and rolled out.
He didn't leave money or anything.
Why would he? He made it himself.
Sounds like he worked there. He knows how to make everything. I'm surprised he didn't get a bunch of people coming in after him and wanting more food.
He told WIS that he wouldn't normally have gotten behind the grill. I give all the credit to my old friend Vodka, Bowen said.
He came in
He
lit.
Was already loopy,
he was lit.
Yes.
Okay.
He said he returned later to pay for the sandwich. As proof, he posted a photo on Facebook of himself smiling with a Waffle House employee. In a statement, Waffle House spokesperson said employees reached out to Bowen to apologize and that the employee photographed by Bowen while sleeping in one of the restaurant's booths has
been suspended for a week?
That's awful. That's the world we live in. You can sleep on the job, get busted.
Well, anyway. he makes a pretty good hash brown, smothered, lovered, covered, smothered. What do they call it?
Smothered, covered, and smothered.
Smothered, covered, blathered. Old Mother Hubbard.
For safety reasons, our customers should never have gone behind the counter.
Safety reasons? For safety reasons, they should have never gone into your store.
Rather, they should get a quality experience delivered by friendly, awake associates. We are reviewing this incident and will take appropriate disciplinary action.
What are you going to do? You're going to get them all and get rid of them all?
Yes, if everybody was... Well, surely he wasn't the only one working, you would think. I mean...
I don't know, but you keep doing this and I don't know what this means.
I mean, skip. Skip to the next.
Okay.
We're out of time.
Am I skipping to the very end?
No, just the immigrants.
Okay. Oh, I got to skip to immigrants. Why is it going to be about the immigrants with you? Immigrants found super... I pitied the headline. What you talking about, headline?
That's better.
Immigrants found super glued into the back of a lorry. Who's lorry? Survived by eating cargo of Belgian chocolate. Oh, I'm listening. Wait, let's talk
super
about this.
Super glue me anywhere. There's chocolate.
11 immigrants who were super glued into the back of a lorry. What's a lorry?
It's a truck. It's like a big truck, like a Mack truck.
How do you know that?
Because that's what they call them over in Down Under.
It's a large, heavy motor vehicle for transporting goods or troops or immigrants that are glued onto something.
That's not it, though.
That is what it said. Let's see. They survived eating the expensive Belgian chocolate it was transporting.
I bet it has been claimed.
10 Iraqis, including 3 children under the age of 15, one Afghan national.
They had an Afghan so they didn't get cold? Is that
right, they covered up with the Afghan.
Yeah.
Were discovered when the lorry pulled into a lay-by. These terms. And people in a nearby cafe heard shouting, "We need more chocolate!
Somebody got a milk!
Somebody please!
Milk!"
Police arrived but were forced to call the fire service for help to open the lorry from Europe because the locks had been glued shut.
Man, somebody went glue crazy.
Was it a glue manufacturer that owned this truck? The cafe owner at the lay-by, I guess that's like a truck stop,
yeah,
on the A303 near Warminster.
Wilts.
Yeah, I was getting there.
Wilts
said the migrants had been eating very expensive Belgian chocolate being transported in the lorry. Well, okay. Well, they were also glued to something.
They couldn't get out and get a burger.
They were medically assessed and were held on suspicion of illegally entering the UK, police said. Dave Thomas, the owner of Wendy's.
That's what I was about to say.
Dave Thomas, owner of the Willoughby Hedge Lay-by Cafe, said, "I was in the cafe on site with 3 drivers when someone came in and said there was a large banging on the side of one of the lorries.
Asking for milk.
A couple of drivers came in every Saturday just after lunch coming back from the continent. And so once we were told of the banging, we straight away They went straight away,
right away
to the back
away.
Of the lorry to try and open the doors, but to no avail. We all knew straight away what the banging and shouting
straight
was.
Straight away.
It has happened here twice before in the past 15 years, I believe.
Here's a question for you, Craig. Why super glue?
Why did they not cover the super glue in this story?
Why?
The super
I don't
glue,
know.
The super glue was a nugget to just frustrate us.
That's what's attracted me to this headline.
I know. The super glue was the hook.
The headline is immigrants found super glued into the back of a lorry.
So you hear what I'm saying, right?
Yes.
It's like the hook. It's like when you're listening
exactly.
to the radio and they say, what do you do when you mix the Belgian chocolate and some super glue? You'll find out next.
Yeah, stay
and
tuned.
You wait through 10 commercials
exactly.
to find out they ate chocolate, but you never found out how they got super glue.
So we have no idea what happened.
No, I'm just angry. Just go to the next one.
Headline is, woman yells at mall Santa, tells him you're not even real.
He goes, yeah.
It's definitely cause for alarm. A Santa working at a Toronto shopping center dealt with an angry adult rather than an ordinary child this past weekend. A cell phone video posted online shows a woman in gray and black dress yelling profanities at the Santa on duty at some mall.
Dunder Mifflin?
Here's what she
Is
said.
Is that the paper company?
Yep. Do you have a sleigh? You blankety blank blank. Do you have a sleigh? She can be heard yelling in the video. Calling Santa names is bad enough, but the woman took the next step by declaring that the jolly old Saint Nick doesn't even
exist. Better watch
it.
I don't want to know what she's going to find under the tree.
She's going to get a bag of coal.
I'm thinking worse. I'm thinking a bag of something.
You're not magic. You're not even real. I heard about it when I was a young kid, she yelled. You're not real, man. The person who shot the footage told the video licensing agency Viral Hog that Santa brushed off the abuse and avoided engaging the woman. He took the high road.
Well, he didn't want to get engaged to her.
No. It was questioned by security. A mall spokesman confirmed that
Paul Blart
to the Huffington Post that the mall security guard spoke to the woman, who then left without incident. North Pole sources could not confirm or deny that the woman would be getting coal on December
25th. I like how they try to have a little journalistic humor at the end there.
Yes, I do too.
But kind of ruined it because they already said the guy wasn't real. So
yes.
if he wasn't real, then how would she get coal?
And who's she talking to? You know, if he's not real.
Right. We taking this to India?
Yes, let's go ahead.
Ready?
Yeah.
I pity the headline. No, your favorite
I like that one.
You like that one?
Yeah.
I thought you like, what you talking about headline?
That's my very favorite, yeah.
India bus passenger arrested over smelly socks.
Were you in India?
No.
Okay. I just had to ask.
No. Police in India say they have arrested a man whose smelly socks caused a dispute between him and fellow passengers on a bus. They told the BBC they had lodged a complaint against Prakash Kumar, 27, for causing a public nuisance.
No, it was for causing a public nuisance.
That I don't know what you just said.
I said for causing a public nuisance. That's
you
my
sounded like you sounded like
That's my
we
India
were running
accent.
Something at three times the speed it was supposed to.
You're not doing your accent
because I hadn't got any quotes yet.
Well, that was a quote.
Oh, okay, causing a public nuisance.
Thank you.
The incident occurred en route to the capital, Delhi. Oh, they were going to get something to eat.
Yeah, they get some cheese.
After Mr. Kumar removed his shoes and socks. The stench from the socks was so bad that passengers asked Mr. Kumar to put them in his bag or throw them out, but he allegedly refused.
Simply throw them out the window now.
Sparking a heated argument.
Oh, don't light sparks around it.
Right.
It could explode.
Passengers then forced the bus driver to, they probably wrapped the sock around his nose or something to make him pull over.
No, they didn't touch it.
Forced the bus driver to pull over at a police station in the northern Indian state of Himachal Pradesh, where the complaint was lodged. Where did they lodge it? Like, was it just they lodged
between
it?
Between a corner,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
The Hindustan, I know it's Hindu and Stan, Hudinstan? Hindustan. The Hindu, Heebie-jeebies. The Hindustan, there you go, the Hindustan
yes.
Times quoted Mr. Kumar as saying that his socks had not been stinking and that
sure.
the passengers had quarreled with him for no reason.
My socks, they're clean. I put
police,
them on 2 weeks ago. They're fresh.
Police told the BBC that Mr. Kumar had been granted bail.
You know what that means. Why are you not talking? Freaking
watch out.
You gotta talk.
Oh, the snake.
Shake your head.
He said, "Freaky, the snake homebound."
Freaky snake hole. Freaky snake hole.
If I protest while you play that, yes, it just encourages you.
Exactly.
So I'm just not saying anything.
Well, no, that's how you're protesting by remaining silent. That's encouraging to me.
I don't like you.
Headline is, cat takes rattlesnake bite to save a Florida family. A Florida family is praising their
pet. So he took a little catnip?
No, it took a bite.
Catnip.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Get it?
A Florida family is praising their pet cat for leaping into action to save their kids from a rattlesnake that slithered into their yard.
Is the cat dead?
The Peterson family said the Eastern Diamondback rattlesnake turned up last weekend in the yard of their home in Lake County. The Oreo, that's the cat.
No, not the Oreo.
And Oreo. The cat put himself in between the venomous
cat
serpent.
Cat sounds delicious.
And the children fleeing inside. You know why Oreos are my favorite cookie?
Shut up. So go ahead.
Oreo fought the snake and ended up driving it away.
Wait, he jumped in the car with the snake and drove away?
But not before taking a bite from the predator's fangs. If you drop the O from Oreo, you got REO.
That's great.
To be honest with you, I think he was protecting the people of the home because that's just the kind of cat he is, Grandmother Cindy Anderson said.
Didn't like the snake.
Jaden Peterson, age 10, said that the family has had Oreo for about a year. He got bit by a snake, Peterson said. His leg was swollen. It was like the whole entire leg from here to there was bleeding. The family rushed Oreo to the animal clinic in Leesburg, where he was treated by veterinarian Amy Huff.
Our biggest fear was he went downhill quick, and we were afraid we're going to lose him, Anderson said.
Veterinary technician Dana Lowe said quick treatment is crucial for a rattlesnake bite. I think we all know that.
I think we know that. Tell us something we don't know.
Yeah.
If they don't get the proper care and the proper treatment, it could be fatal for them, he said.
I thought he was a she because his name was Dana.
Right.
That's what that is? That's a gender bender name. It could be either one.
It really is like Terry.
Yeah. Or you know, like...
Aaron.
No. No.
Steve.
Lowe said it was an unusual case. Very unusual, Lowe said. It's not quite as common with cats, but we do see dogs in a little while get more than a bite. A California family...
Dogs, because dogs will go right out.
Oh, shoot. Yeah, they ain't scared.
Thanks, Garrett.
A California family said in October that their dog underwent emergency treatment after rescuing a 10-year-old from a rattlesnake in a similar attack. That dog, Nayla, survived the bite to her nose after getting emergency treatment. And Oreo is also now on the road to recovery.
He's our little protector,
Jaden Peterson said.
The Mark Patch Top 10. Aaron's favorite time of the year. It's the top 10 Christmas gifts of the last 10 years.
I've decided that I'm not going to spread my Christmas misery.
Good. You can just sit in the corner and shut up.
Yeah.
Top 10 Christmas gifts of the last 10 years. Number 10, 2008, Elmo Live.
That's 2007, which not on this list, was Elmo Dead.
I've got one of those Elmos that sings and goes, jazz hands.
I'm sorry.
I've got one of those.
Number nine.
You know why?
No.
I ain't scared.
Number nine, 2009, the Nook e-reader.
I got one of those too.
No, I've got a Kindle.
Number eight.
Yeah.
2010.
Yeah.
Apple iPad.
I've got an Apple iPad. Sure, we both do. Number seven from 2011, Let's Rock Elmo.
I don't have one of those.
Good.
From 2012, number six of the top 10 Christmas gifts of the last 10 years. Number six, 2012, Nintendo Wii U.
I never played that. Have you?
No.
Number five.
Well, I'm in the store a little bit.
Number five. I'm seeing a trend here.
I am too.
2013, Big Hugs Elmo.
Number four.
Yeah.
2014, Disney Frozen Glow Elsa doll.
Number three, from 2015, Sphero BB-8.
Sphero.
You've got a BB-8.
I've got a BB-8.
Yep.
Yep, got it for $5.
That's nice.
Got it for $5. He walks around the house going, well, he rolls around the house going, beep, 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 beep.
That's so cool.
Number two, 2016. Well, not many people enjoyed this one because the boneheads quit making them halfway through the run.
Calm down.
2016. Nintendo NES Classic.
And the number one.
I have no idea what this is.
Number one I want so bad.
What is it?
It's Cosmo. It's that little robot that plays games. It's a little robot. And if you put another little robot next to Cosmo, they'll play games together.
You look kind of like a little robot that plays games.
So the number one is from this year, 2017. It is Cosmo.
I know the guy. They sell him at Best Buy. He's got the little, like,
that's the one.
He'll pick stuff up.
He comes with blocks and things.
He'll take over our civilization, kill us all.
He plugs himself in when his battery gets low.
You know what else does that?
What?
A Roomba.
That didn't make the list, Greg.
It's because it's expensive.
Hey, hope you have a great weekend. Come back Monday for more weird news.
Bye.
See ya.
Bye. Last word.
You always have to have the last word.
You do.
Not really.
Nuh-uh.
Sometimes.
Say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.